WH Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham on impeachment. Democrats trying to overturn 2016 because they know what's coming for them in 2020. By John Hayward on December 18, 2019. White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham joined SiriusXM host Alex Marlowe on Wednesday's Breitbart News Daily for an exclusive interview to discuss President Donald Trump's letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting the impeachment process. She described impeachment as a desperate Democrat effort to overturn the 2016 election because they know President Trump is likely to win re-election in 2020. Listen. When Marlowe quoted Trump's charge that House Democrats have cheapened the importance of the very ugly word impeachment, Grisham agreed that Democrats' impeachment vote would mark a very sad day in history. It's such a partisan issue right now, and this will be a partisan impeachment. This is going to change things forever. Future presidents will have to worry about this very thing. And that would be Republican or Democrat, she said. Grisham said President Trump personally composed the letter to Pelosi because he wanted to put this down on paper for future generations because he is seeing what this is going to do for years to come. They are truly changing history because they don't like his policies, she said of the Democrats. It's a very, very sad day. Grisham said Democrats would proceed with their impeachment vote despite growing public opposition, particularly in must-win battleground states, because they want to overturn the 2016 election and have been trying to do so ever since President Trump's victory over Hillary Clinton. From the very beginning, the Democrats have been calling for his impeachment, and that's prior to his success, she noted. Since then, he has had nothing but success, and they see what's coming for 2020. It's not just the president, she pointed out. The president noted in his letter that his family has been hurt by this. Here you've got a family, Mrs. Trump, who has been working so hard on behalf of the children of this country. You've got Ivanka Trump, who has been pushing relentlessly for paid child leave and women's empowerment all over the world. And you've got Jared, who has been pushing for Middle East peace, for crying out loud. You've got a whole family who have been working really hard on behalf of this country and who continue to be abused and demonized by the Democrats. It's just really unfortunate, she said. She stressed the Democrats are determined to overturn 2016 because they know what's coming for them in 2020. Grisham slammed the Democrats for floating bribery as an impeachment charge purely because it polled well with their voters, but then quietly dropping the charge when it was time to draft the actual articles of impeachment. They came up with these two sham impeachment articles, one of which in our mind doesn't even exist, obstruction of Congress. That just means they're angry we didn't participate in their sham impeachment hearings, she said of the White House perspective on the articles. I think there are a lot of people who are questioning the constitutionality of it. At the end of the day, we're excited to get to the Senate, where he will be given a fair trial. I hate to use that word, but he will be given a fair shake. Then, hopefully, we can just get on with governing for this country, she said. The president continues to produce results, as you know. We've got USNCA coming down and all kinds of great things happening, she said, referring to the new North American trade deal and the National Defense Authorization Act, respectively. That's what he is really, really focused on, she said of President Trump. He's traveling tonight to Michigan to speak with supporters. It's amazing to watch him. I want your listeners to know that he's very focused, despite what a lot of the mainstream media is saying. He's not sitting around angry. He is continuing to work, which I think is obvious, and he's just ready to get on with the work he has to do for this country. Grisham agreed with Marlowe that it would be illuminating to have a proper trial with numerous Democrats and people like former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter, called to testify under oath about their actions. I'd like people to answer for what has been done not only throughout this process, but in the past and the things that have been done to this president and to his campaign before he took office, she said. Grisham said President Trump was comfortable leaving the Senate proceedings in the hands of Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY. I think we have to take into account what's best for the country, she urged. While a trial may be a two-week trial, having people testify is wonderful to think about. We don't know if that's what would actually happen. We don't know what kind of games people would play to stop those individuals from testifying, etc. Grisham found some grim humor in Marlowe asking if Joe Biden might be charged with obstructing the Senate for his stated refusal to respond to its subpoenas, precisely the same charge Democrats leveled against Trump in one of their impeachment articles. When the sham went through the House and we were afforded no due process and we were given no rights to have witnesses and every witness that was called forward was stacked against us. I think you'll remember the constitutional scholars. It was 3-1 in terms of people who were in favor of our president. And now that we're about to move into the Senate, everybody's calling for fairness, and people on the other side are saying that they're not going to comply, she observed. Once again, the hypocrisy continues. The irony is crazy. As the president always says, we'll just see what happens, she said. Grisham said President Trump has not been given a fair shake by either Democrats or establishment media, with the latter constantly omitting vital context from reporting on the Ukrainian corruption story at the heart of the impeachment fight. We're used to that. We're doing the best we can to get the facts out there and to fight back. We're thankful for outlets such as yours that take the time to understand context and explain it to your listeners, she told Marlo. We're just used to it now. We're used to the constant siege and the constant misinformation and the constant attack on this president and this administration. We're doing the best we can, she said. I think we're winning, though, she added, referencing the polls that show the public turning against impeachment. The American people are starting to see what the media does. And I think the American people are starting to do their own research and see that this president is working really hard on their behalf and that the country is doing better, she said. Grisham said the White House remains focused on the first phase of the developing trade agreement with China, on sharing the burden of U.S. military deployments with allied nations, and building up America's military strength. She credited President Trump with doing a fantastic job on the latter score. Veterans Affairs is very important to this president, making sure that our veterans are honored and taken care of, she added. And then, of course, the opioid crisis in our country. Both the president and the first lady are very devoted to that issue and want to ensure that children and families have all of the resources needed, she said. The economy is booming. Jobs are great. We're doing really good things. The president knows that. He'll be sharing that tonight with all of his supporters. Those are the things we're going to continue to focus on. He came here to make this country better, and he's succeeding. Nothing is going to stop him from that, Grisham vowed. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.